Hi, it's Mark. Apologies for wind noise. I'm recording this on the bus truck show up on my iPhone 6 using the Apple inline mic. I really should have brought my Zoom. Actual fact, now that I think about it, I have got my Zoom, it's in my backpack. Doesn't matter, it's just a short piece of audio anyway, on this beautiful, stunningly gorgeous 1st of October, approaching 6 p.m. and the sun's, pretty low in the sky, but oh my goodness, it has been another stunner of a day. And I love this time of the day when you get really good clear weather. I wonder if I should switch to the, give me a sec. Switch to pause. So okay, I've taken the inline mics out and just speaking directly into the iPhone. Maybe that'll be a bit more protection for wind. But yes, at this time of the day with the sun and not a cloud in the sky, it's those beautiful autumn long shadows. Now wait a minute to see how long mine is. If I could, at this point in the day with the sun due west of me, I have to go further back because half my shadow's up a tree or a bush. Let's see. Now I'm clear, so from that point to the edge of the bush, this is probably irrelevant to most people, but just thought to describe it. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 metres, or 11 yards. I think my stride's shortened as I get older. 11 yards long at this time of day at 5:45 p.m. No, as I said, not that really makes any difference. Anyway, what do I want to talk about? I could waffle on, couldn't I? I was listening to Rocky, who is at Rackle G on Audio Boom, on the way up the town through the park, and Rocky was talking about being on an aeroplane at Atlanta, and then she was talking about a wee woman with her wee dog, who claimed that she was allowed to get out on board the plane, like Rocky with her own blind trained dog. I'm not quite sure the proper terminology is for that. You say it's a blind dog, but of course it's not. The dog's not blind, but anyway, that's by the by. So anyway, this little woman had her wee dog and claimed, obviously had certification, because she said it helped her with her sleep apnea. I think Rocky thinks it was a wee bit of a wheeze. But anyway, it got me thinking about just recently at the car boot sale, where we were standing there watching the people go up and down and selling things to people. There was a woman, I'd say in her late 30s, going to 40, and a guy came up. She wasn't blind, but I noticed that she had a high-vis kind of jacket on. It wasn't one of those workman's ones, but it was definitely high-vis in areas. And the dog had a high-vis waistcoat on and a harness. So as she came up, it was quite a big dog too, but I think it was a mixed breed. I'm sure it was a mixed breed, she told me it was. Anyway, I thought, oh, that's someone who's blind with their dog. And I went round the tables. But it was obvious that she could see, because she was looking round about, and she was saying to the guy, oh, look, there's such and such on that table over there. That's strange. But it had an acronym on the back of its waistcoat. And she had something, an armband round her sleeve, so I had to ask what it was. And what it was, and I can't remember what the title of the trained dog is. You know, you get dogs for the hard of hearing or, you know, other things. But what it was a dog that was specially trained to get people out into the public. In other words, she had issues meeting people. Not agoraphobia, that's an entirely different thing. But she used this term, and I can't honestly remember what it was. But that was the idea behind, that was the gist behind it, was that it would The dog was there to help her to go out and into the public area and meet people and talk to people and generally have what you would call a normal life. And that kind of led on to quite a lengthy conversation for, I'd say, about 10-15 minutes. And I thought, is this a common thing? And she says, yes, it is. It's nowadays, it's fairly common. We didn't have the dogs before. So people who had that illness, if you like, ailment, basically there wasn't a lot you could do with it apart from maybe hypnotherapy or a psychiatrist, conversations with a psychiatrist. But now they have these dogs. Now, as I said, I can't remember what it was. But I thought it was great. And it was just, I'm just wondering how many types of, what's the word I'm looking for? How many, categories of trained dogs are there out there? Obviously blind, hard of hearing. I know there's ones trained to recognise when someone's about to have an epileptic fit, various other things. But how many, does anyone know just how many categories of trained dogs? I'm not talking about dogs trained for drugs and money, finding money in bags and all that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about for the individual on a personal basis, in other words. Because it was quite interesting. As I said, we spoke for at length, 10, 15 minutes, and she gave me a whole load of information. The guy, I took it, was her partner or husband, or I'm not sure, they didn't say otherwise. And you could say, well, if he was there, did she really need the dog? But what I was guessing was that the dog was what she would use normally. And if he was there, it was obviously a weekend, a Saturday or something, so he was off work, and so he was able to go along as well. That's the way I read it. But it was quite interesting, because I've never heard of dogs being trained to get people out into the public area, as it were. So there you go, that was it. Short and sweet. Well, not really. There you go. Cheerie bye then.